Salomon Dastron, Disc 7.
Chapter 26. 2 hours before dawn, the deep coiler came back. The first thing Mar and Pickle knew of it was the scream of a lookout shrew. Then all was chaos. The quiet surface of the lake exploded into boiling action as the huge creature broke surface between the two boats. They both tipped sideways, and though Mara's boat stayed upright, the other one overturned. Shouts and cries of dismay rent the air as a massive head thrust up out of the lake, towering over Mara and Pickle. It was akin to something from the dawn of time. Fearsome eyes and teeth aglitter, the creature blew out a foul-smelling stream of air and water as it dipped toward them with open jaws. Yelling with fright, they struck at it with their paddles. Nordo and Logalog sprang to their assistance. Splintering paddlewood flew everywhere as they battered wildly at the gargantuan head. Hissing balefully, the deep coiler flicked out a serpentine tongue. Mara saw the nightmarish cavern of its mouth as the thing came at her, purplish-red, blotched with horrific rows of serrated teeth framing it. The badger maid walloped furiously at the tongue with her shattered paddle as Pickle and the others hammered at the widespread jaws and teeth. The monster veered away, turning its attention upon the capsized boat and its crew. The shrews shrieked as they floundered and struggled in the water, fighting to avoid the lashing coils that pounded the lake water into a bubbling lather. Mara could only watch in helpless horror as the scaly behemoth seized a half-drowned shrew in its jaws. Two others were cruelly trapped by the convolutions of its massive body as it twisted about, slamming them against the hull of the overturned boat.
"Help! Badger! Help me, please!"
With his paws bound, Tubgut was bobbing about in the roiling melee, buoyed up by the air trapped in his fur. Mara grabbed the fat shrew and hauled him aboard quickly. Logalog, Nordo, and the rest of the Gausam crew drew their rapiers. They leaned over the side, rocking the boat perilously as they stabbed repeatedly at the gigantic bulk that thrashed about between the two logboats.
"Nordo, watch out!"
Pickle hurled himself bodily at the shrew. Cannoning into him, he knocked him out of harm's way just in the nick of time. The flailing tail whipped down mightily on the boat, striking the spot where Nordo had stood a split second before and smashing a large chunk out of the vessel's side. As suddenly as it had appeared, the deep coiler vanished down into the mysterious, unfathomed depths of the lake, taking with it three shrews. Instantly, the surface was restored to mirror-like calm. Logalog slung out a grappling hook on a line, neatly snagging the upturned boat. Willing Gausam Paws heaved to turn the craft upright. Mara, Pickle, and some others pulled the survivors to safety, some semi-conscious, others injured, but all grateful to be alive. As Mara released Tubgut from his bonds, Nordo sized up the situation.
"Well, we've lost three good shrews and the provisions from the other boat. Just look at the damage to our boat."
Pickle was ministering to those he had rescued from the water.
"These chaps aren't too badly injured. Knocked about a bit, mostly bruises and cuts. We'll live to fight another day, lads."
Tubgut went down on all fours. Taking Mara's paw, he placed it on his head.
"I'm sorry I ever spoke out against you, Badger. I owe you my life. From now on, I will be at your side. Your friends are my friends, and your enemies my enemies. This I swear upon my oath as a Gausam shrew."
Mara chuckled to hide her embarrassment.
"Thank you, Tubgut. But I wouldn't try to outscoff Pickle again if I were you. Next time, you might swell up and explode."